It's 8:11, 62 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. What an awesome-looking Thursday. I like to play hooky right now, but we'll have to wait a little bit first and head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Sean Rotiers, who is the supervisor for Sparrow Health and Wellness. Sean, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. What does the supervisor for Sparrow Health and Wellness do?
Well, one of the projects that I actually oversee is the Feeling Good Mileage Club and the Michigan Mile. In addition to those projects, we get out in the community and we work with some of the seniors in the work sites. And my focus is primarily with the children.
Tell me about the Mileage Club.
The Mileage Club, Sparrow partners with Kohl's to offer an 8-week walking program. It's called the Feeling Good Mileage Club, and we offer it out in the elementary schools in the 8-county area. And this year we had 104 schools participating. In those 104 schools, we actually had over 17,000 children that registered to participate in the Mileage Club. And they are actually allowed time in their day to walk on a quarter-mile course. And for every 5 miles the children walk, they receive a toe token. And at 20 miles, they receive a water bottle. So the Michigan Mile is actually the celebration event for those children from the Mileage Club to come together and run the mile.
All right, let me tell you, this is a big deal out at my kid's school in Williamston because these kids are actually taking time from their lunchtime play or their recess play, and I've seen these kids set time aside to go out because they want those toe tokens, they want the mileage to pile up, so it's working.
That's fantastic. So you have kids in the program.
I definitely do, which leads us to the Kohl's Michigan Mile. Tell us about it.
Right. So the Kohl's Michigan Mile, again, it's a celebration event for those kids that are in the Mileage Club. But with that being said, the event is also open to all children in the community that are 13 years of age and younger. And about 50% of the kids on race day are from Mileage Club, and 50% are just general kids from the community. But the Michigan Mile is a one-mile course. It starts inside Cooley Law School Stadium. The children then exit out of the stadium. They run around the stadium, and then they come back in for the finish line on the field inside. And the one-mile course, it's lined with volunteers. They're serving as course marshals to kind of watch over the kids and make sure they're safe, but they're cheering them on to the finish line. And as they cross the finish line, they get their bright, shiny medal, and it's really a big thrill for them.
How many kids will run this year?
Actually, this year we're looking at a record-breaking year. We had over 2,300 last year. We're looking at over 2,500 this year.
All right, Sean, I don't want you to tell anybody about this, but I know some parents that are planning on running with their kids. Is that all right?
That's fantastic. And we do encourage it. One thing I will mention, we do partner with Playmakers. They've been an integral part of Michigan Mile for years and continue to be. And they have experienced runners. We have over 30 scheduled to help us out on race day as running buddies. They wear their team Playmakers red shirts on race day. And we had a handful in each of the heats. So they run with the kids for those parents that can't or don't want to run with the kids. They're running in that pack of each heat to watch over the kids, walk with them, encourage them. If somebody happens to trip and fall and skin a knee, they're there. If somebody just slows down a little bit and to catch their breath, the running buddies are kind of looking out for them. But we also encourage the parents to run with the kids, too.
Sean, I wonder if there's any information on how effective this program is at keeping kids working out.
Well, you know, we are starting to connect with the parents. Starting last year, we automated our program, and we are now able to connect with the parents and survey back with the parents. So we're starting to collect some data and be able to track that trend a little more closely. So we're interested in following some of that information, but we do know that the information that we've already received back from schools and coordinators is that the kids are excited from the first day of school and are already asking about Mileage Club itself. And, of course, that doesn't even start until spring. So the kids themselves are excited to get out there and get moving. They don't even know they're exercising. They're out there having fun. And so just to get them excited about physical activity is huge.
Sean Rortiers is the supervisor for Sparrow Health and Wellness. Sean, before I let you go, tell us one more time, the date, the place for the Coles Michigan Mile and where folks can get more information.
Absolutely. The event is scheduled for Saturday, June 2nd, only 9 days away. And the event will be held down at Cooley Law School Stadium in downtown Lansing, a good old home of our lug nuts. And parents can go online to sparrow.org/Michigan Mile to still register online, or they can call 1-800-SPARROW, and that's 1-800-772-7769. Online registration ends on Wednesday, May 30th, but parents can also stop into Playmakers on Friday, June 1st. To get their children registered anytime between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. And registration is also available on race day. The first heat on race day starts at 9 o'clock, the last one at 11:15, and the heats are all broken down by age group. So,
Sean, you still giving away those cool T-shirts?
Oh, you betcha. We've got the cool T-shirts for all the kids that are participating, and I would invite anyone out there that would like to see the event and participate in the event and would like to volunteer. I would welcome them to visit our website as well and sign up as a volunteer that day.
We'll see you out there, Sean.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tony.
8:18 on a Tony Conley Morning Show.